Pentagon workers are reclaiming offices that were destroyed in the September 11 attacks. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld pledged to rebuild the burned-out portion of the military headquarters within 1 year, and workers are finishing parts of it even sooner. NPR's Allison Aubrey watched as some of the 4,600 displaced employees returned this week.
A cement truck pours new sidewalks while two construction workers lean on shovels, surveying all that has been accomplished. Crews have rebuilt 400,000 square feet of the Pentagon in the last 11 months, and their labor has erased almost every trace of the airplane crash and fire that destroyed this wing of the building. But Brett Eaton of the Pentagon Renovation Office points to the one visual reminder that's been salvaged. It's a piece of the burned exterior, a small square of charred limestone, placed on the face of the building at the exact point of impact of Flight 77.
So there's our final piece of limestone right in the corner there.
Yeah, focusing on it, it's such a stark difference.
It really is. It's quite a contrast between the blackened and charred and scarred stone and what they've replaced it with.
Sealed in a capsule behind the commemorative limestone block is a box full of photos and letters remembering the 189 people who were killed here.
Ricky's got that side of the elevator, and John will be
upstairs. Do I need a hard hat?
Inside the Pentagon, teams of moving crews push huge roller carts stacked with desks and computers. A few dozen people began moving in this week. It smells brand new and looks new to visitors. But Peter Murphy is seeing it with different eyes.
This is it. This is the new old office.
Murphy, who is senior counsel to the Marine Corps, is taking stock of the replica of the office he narrowly escaped last September 11th.
The furniture is the same. The rugs are the same. Everything's the same. So it's kind of a eerie feeling of going into the same office and nothing having changed. And, of course, a lot has changed.
For one, there are the colleagues who won't be returning. Of the 125 Pentagon personnel who were killed in the terrorist attack, most worked right in this wing. Murphy says walking down the new corridor for the first time, his mind filled with images of their faces and of the terrifying moment of the crash. Murphy pulls up the blinds in his new office and explains the plane was headed right towards his window at about a 40-degree angle. He was sitting at his desk meeting with two other staffers. He doesn't actually remember seeing the plane coming, but he says he's haunted by the sound of the explosion and the heat of the fire.
We got tossed, all three of us, across the room, and the fireball went by and the ceiling started to collapse.
They tried to get out the office door, but it was jammed by the buckled floor. When they finally pried it open, they faced a dark cloud of smoke.
So we came back this way, and fire started to come up through those seams. And so we heard a voice of somebody who said, "Follow me," follow my voice. And so we went back through the black smoke, and there was some person, I don't know who he was, who was putting his own life in jeopardy. And so the five of us who were in my office all together kind of duck-walked out and finally got to a corridor where we were able to escape.
Standing at his new wooden bookshelves, Murphy, a tall, slender man in his 50s, arranges a collection of photos. His old office was filled with mementos that showed off his career. There was the photo of him with the president in the Oval Office receiving an award. But that turned to ash last September 11th.
Here's my daughter and my wife.
Almost all the new photos are of family. I asked if this represents some bigger change in him.
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, there's, in so many different ways, I've changed dramatically, and I think it'll change my whole life.
Not just his new focus on family, but also a deepened sense of duty and mission. Outside Murphy's windows, there's a newly arrived construction crew. The Pentagon renovation program's Brett Eaton explains, with rebuilding now almost complete, these workers are preparing the site for September 11th memorial ceremonies.
They're getting the grounds all level and graded so they can bring in the bleachers and the stage and all of the seats for about 10,000 people.
10,000 people whose lives were all, in some way, changed by the unforgettable event they'll gather to remember. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, The Pentagon.